It's time for DM Dilemma.
Oh, you have a dilemma? Then slide into our DMs and we'll assist you. It's time for DM Dilemmas on the Wake Up Call.
All right, here we go. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs and we'll try and help you out by blasting it on the radio. Here we go. Says David and Kelly, I was at the gym a couple days ago. I jumped on the elliptical to start my workout. Next thing you know, a guy gets on the elliptical right next to me.
I hate that.
Despite 10 other ellipticals being open. I got a creepy feeling, so I moved to another machine a few down, and I continued my warm-up. The guy got off his machine and came over to me. He told me I was rude for moving because it made him look bad. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to protect myself. Is that wrong? David, do you have some advice?
I feel bad for her. I empathize. I get it. I hate when you have that whole row open and you're on the elliptical, you're on whatever machine, and the person comes right up next to you.
What if it's something on the TV that they're watching?
No. You move down another one. Leave space. Leave that middle one. And I sweat because you know I work out really hard.
Yeah, no one's getting close to
it you. It shows. Believe it or not, some people do. And then you get the guy that just smells really bad.
Isn't that you?
No. Maybe. But there's a guy at the gym, I don't want to call him out too much, but it always happens and he always gets right next to me. I don't know what it is. And it drives me insane.
And he's stinky.
Yes.
I don't think she's wrong for doing this because she said, number one, she got a creepy feeling. You have to trust your intuition. If you feel like something's off, then react to it. So I don't think she did anything wrong. I think it was bold of the guy to get off his machine to come tell her that she was rude.
Yeah.
But maybe it made him feel bad, but still, she was looking out for herself. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
If I was a female, I'd look for an all-female gym and work out there. I just think it must be more comfortable.
I don't know. When I used to go to the gym, I didn't have to worry about that.
All right. Well, we have the smartest listening audience out there. 888-431-3764. Call or text in. It's also posted to KFrog Social. You can weigh in there.
Mm-hmm. But right now you want to start calling because we want to hook you up with tickets. Joe Nichols coming to town this Sunday. He's going to be out at the Yucaipa Performing Arts Center. It's presented by Bergeson Heating, AC, Electrical, Solar, and Plumbing. Family owned and operated since 1949. Be caller number 22 right now. We'll hook you up with tickets at 888-431-3764.
So, guys, Country Station 95.1 KFrog. We do have the DM dilemma going on right now. This woman was at a gym, and she was on a row of ellipticals. Mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't on the whole row. She was on one.
She was on one.
And they were all open. This happens to me all the time, and it's one of the most irritating things that happens at fitness centers. A gentleman came up and got right next to her. She left, and he was offended and expressed being offended to her. Is she wrong? She wants to know. She slid into our DMs and asked us that. We're going to get to your phones and your responses, but we got to get our winner first for these Joe Nichols tickets. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I am right now in Redlands.
And what's your name?
Deanna.
Deanna, we're going to send you to go see Joe Nichols coming up this Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yes, way. It's going to be a fun show.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it.
Hey, let us ask you, what do you think about the DM dilemma? Is this woman wrong for moving her machine?
No, I would have done the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's so irritating, and especially with, you know, there's a lot of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's the COVID thing, I guess, and then there's like the elephant pox or the, what's the animal?
Monkey pox.
That one, you never know.
Nope.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Stop monkeying around. Hold on real quick. We're going to get your information.
Perla from the 951 weighing in says, my favorite true crime podcast says, be weird, be rude, stay alive. Always trust your gut. Who cares what people think? If you're too nice, some people will think you're accepting their advances, and you're not.
Well, I'm going to write that in my journal tonight before I go to bed. Be weird, be rude, and stay alive.
From the 909, she had no problem showing her negative feelings towards him using the one next to her. She should have no negative feelings towards him telling her how it made him feel. It goes both ways.
Plus, it's just uncomfortable, especially when there's a... It's like for us guys, all right, when we go use the urinals. And there's a whole row of urinals.
Does that really happen?
It's a golden rule. You know that if there's open urinals, you don't go to the one right next.
How was your day?
There's no talking either. We work with somebody who talks to me all the time.
At the urinal?
Yeah, Anthony, that little twerp. He just loves urinal talking.
All right, it's a DM dilemma. We need your advice. Call or text us right now at 888-431-3764. Coming up, K-Frog's All Access Summer, powered by Shasta. It has to be Shasta. Your chance to win Cole Swindell tickets on the way.
You know, my favorite thing at the gym is when you're just, you know.
The vending machine? I'm sorry, you were saying?
You know, my favorite thing at the gym is when you're looking out across the arena, the area of
the fitness center. Like you're a Roman warrior.
Sometimes I am when I'm there.
Okay.
Clanging and banging. Is watching, you know, all the guys working out and out of nowhere, all their heads turn in a certain direction. You're like, oh, look who just walked in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Perverts.
All right, well, that ties into today's DM dilemma. Here's what we received. It says, I was at the gym a couple days ago, jumped on the elliptical to start my workout. Next thing you know, a guy gets on the elliptical right next to me. Despite 10 other ellipticals being open, I got this creepy feeling, so I moved to another machine a few down and continued my warm-up. The guy got off his machine and came over to me. He told me I was rude for moving because it made him look bad. I was just trying to protect myself. Is that wrong?
Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Michelle from Yucaipa.
Michelle, what do you think of this DM dilemma?
She doesn't have anything to feel bad for. The guy needs to just get over it. Because I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, I'm going to get up and move. Don't know who this is. Yeah.
I agree. If you get that weird feeling, usually your gut knows what's going on.
Bingo. Bingo. And if he had approached me like that, I would have been like, I like my space when I work out. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a totally normal answer. I feel the same way, and I'm a very large, muscular man who really has to fear nothing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great day. Congratulations on your wedding, David, too.
Thank you so much. It was absolutely perfect.
Oh, I can imagine.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Vicky on Instagram weighed in. She says, I hate when people do that. But usually I'm just the type of person, I'll continue with my workout. But there was this one time I left because the guy came in and was on the machine right next to me. And then he started burping and farting.
All
it was
right.
All kinds of awful smells and noises. I got my things and I actually left the gym.
It's amazing what that protein powder will do to a young man's body.
A 951 weighing in saying people do the same thing at the movie theater. It'll be completely empty and they'll pick the seat right next to you. Normally, I'll get up and move too. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't either. I mean, if you're uncomfortable, get on.
Right. Do what you're comfortable with.
YOLO. Plus, we're all socially awkward right now.
Yeah.
Nobody likes people right now.
Well, you were socially awkward pre-pandemic.
All right. We'll do one more segment on this. 888-431-3764. In the meantime,
it's K-Frog's All-Access Summer, powered by Shasta. It just has to be Shasta.
Give us a call and be caller number 22 right now to score tickets to go see Cole Swindell. The Toyota Summer Concert Series is on at the Pacific Amphitheater. Cole's going to be out there August 19th. Call us at 888-431-3764. 95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's a wake-up call. David and Kelly wrapping things up on a DM dilemma, all about a little bit of gym drama.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the gym. She jumps on the elliptical. All the machines are open, and lo and behold, here comes a guy that goes right next to her, despite all of them being open. So she said she got a little creeped out, so she moved a few machines down, and then he got off his machine to go tell her that she was rude for moving.
We'll wrap up with your responses, but first, we got to find our winner for this all-access summer. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Michelle, calling from San Bernardino.
Michelle, you're calling number 22.
Woo!
Yay!
Get ready to go see Cole Swindell. It's going to be happening August 19th out at the Pacific Amphitheater.
Woo! Thank you.
No, thank you for listening. And do you want to weigh in on this DM dilemma right now?
Yeah, I think it's about fine. I mean, it's still, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, get up. He was rude.
I think it's really bold of him.
Yeah, he was.
Well, hold on real quick, Michelle. We're going to get your information.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, K-Frog. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sarah from Marietta.
Sarah, what do you think of the DM dilemma?
Oh, heck no. If that girl is paying a gym membership, she has every right to get away from every gym creeper that there is and be comfortable. I mean, seriously. We all know how the gym creepers are. She should have done exactly what she did, and she had no reason to apologize to him.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I totally agree with you. I'm constantly hit on by these creepers.
No, you are the gym creeper, and David. Just,
I am a married man.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for calling in.
Jan from Nevada, also weighing in, says the fact that he approached her after she gave him the universal I want to be alone signal just shows that she was completely justified in her moving.
Yeah, I mean, that right there. Case in point. Creeper.
Definitely. To go tell her, you made me feel bad.
And a narcissist, too.
A lot of people weighing in saying that as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it. If you still want to weigh in, it sounds like we're all in agreement, though. You can still weigh in on KFrog's social media. It's posted up there, and we greatly appreciate your time and for listening.